Welcome back. My name is Steve, the founder of English and Go. As the vaccine rollout in Europe takes off, I thought now would be a good time to explore the side effects of the different vaccines. Because which vaccine you get will affect when and what side effects you may experience. I will also explain why the different vaccines have these side effects at different times. Here in Germany, the most popular vaccine by far is BioNTech Pfizer. This makes sense, as it was developed in Germany, and some of it is produced here, and also in Belgium. The BioNTech vaccine is two shots, and usually the first shot is very mild. I had my first shot a few weeks ago, and aside from a sore arm, there was little to report. However, for most people, the second shot is when the side effects hit. Why is that? In very simple terms, the BioNTech vaccine is just like lots of tiny particles of RNA protein, oder Eiweiß im Deutsch. So the body does not see these little particles as a problem straight away. The immune system classifies them as space junk and starts clearing them away. However, after a few days, the immune system realizes it has made a mistake. That space junk is actually a cookbook for proteins that can invade cells. So the body swings into action, making antibodies, oder Antikörper im Deutsch, and storing these proteins in the memory cells of the immune system. The body prepares itself so that if it sees these proteins again, it will be ready. Fast forward a few weeks and you will get your second shot, which means millions more of these proteins will be injected into your arm and your immune system might panic. Oh no, it's a Chinese invasion! The whole immune system will ramp up. The brain raises the body temperature, which can result in fever, and the body goes into overdrive, producing antibodies and more macrophages to eat all those little bits that are floating around. All of this increased activity can make people feel tired and worn out, which is called fatigue. FATIGUE, oder Ermüdung im Deutsch. So the most common side effects after the second BioNTech Pfizer vaccine are fever, sore muscles, and fatigue, which will usually last 1 to 3 days. There is a similar vaccine being used in the U.S. made by Moderna. It's not approved for use in Europe, but it is available in the United States. And for most people, it has a similar side effect path to BioNTech Pfizer. However, some people experience front-loading, which means they have these side effects after their very first shot. My best friend had quite intense side effects the very next day after his first Moderna shot. He told me it was a pretty rough time, and it wasn't until he took some aspirin that he began to feel better. Happily, after his second shot, he had no issues at all.
Yay!
Okay, so we have discussed what to expect with the mRNA vaccines, but there is another class of vaccines, those made by AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and even Sputnik V. These are called viral vector vaccines. What that means is that these vaccines use actual viruses to deliver the proteins needed to train the body against COVID-19. They don't use the coronavirus itself, of course. They use an adenovirus, A-D-E-N-O-V-I-R-U-S. Adenoviruses are usually mild when they infect people. These adenoviruses are filled with the coronavirus proteins that the body needs to recognize. This type of vaccine was made famous in 2015 during the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. They were able to take Ebola proteins, put it into an adenovirus, and administer it to people so that those people would become far less sick if they were exposed to Ebola virus, which is extremely dangerous and kills more than half of the people who are infected by it. The idea is that by using a weak virus, like an adenovirus, and filling it with the proteins the body needs to learn, it allows the body to be prepared against a harmful disease by being exposed to something very weak. This is why the side effects are different. For people who get the two-shot AstraZeneca or Sputnik V, the body sees the vaccine as a virus straight away. It is an adenovirus after all, and the body sees it for what it is. Panic ensues. It's an invasion! The body ramps up an immune response almost immediately, and the side effects, such as fever or a strong headache, sore muscles, and fatigue, can come on very fast, within a day. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is also an adenovirus, but it's a single-shot vaccine, and it uses a different adenovirus than the ones for Sputnik V or AstraZeneca. Again, the body sees the vaccine as a virus, because it is, and it begins to attack those viruses, pull it apart, and see how it works. The most common side effect of Johnson & Johnson is a strong headache. Another side effect that is particular to Johnson & Johnson affects the sinuses, S-I-N-S-U-S-E-S, oder Stirnhöhlen im Deutsch. You can develop stuffiness or a runny nose, like you get if you have a cold. This is because the adenovirus that Johnson & Johnson uses actually likes to live in our sinuses, so it moves there after you get the shot. You may feel pretty bad for a day or two, and then it will go away and you will feel normal again. Aspirin or ibuprofen are usually very effective at controlling the headache. So we can see that both types of vaccines come with some side effects, as expected. They have to train the body and they have to activate the immune system, and that's going to result in some kind of effect. Vaccines that use the adenovirus typically result in side effects quite quickly after the first dose. The body recognizes the adenovirus as a virus and it reacts quickly. While the mRNA vaccines usually develop their side effects after the second dose. In both cases, you can have a fever or a headache and will generally feel pretty bad for a day or two, but then you are back to normal. Taking common analgesics such as aspirin or ibuprofen usually help a lot. Remember, there are only two ways to gain protection against a virus. The first one is obvious. Get the wild virus, suffer, and eventually recover, and your body will remember the experience. The other option is to get a vaccine. A much milder experience that's easily controllable, and it trains the body what to look for so that if you see the wild virus later, it already knows what to do. While bacteria can be fought with antibiotics, antibiotics don't work against viruses. This is why we have to make vaccines. My second shot of BioNTech Pfizer is coming close, and I'll have it very soon. I expect that after that second shot, I'm going to feel pretty rough for a day or two. I've had many vaccines in my life, so I know how it goes. But I also know that after that second shot, I will be well prepared in case I encounter coronavirus. It is unlikely that I will get sick even if I have a significant exposure. That's because my body will have been trained by the vaccine. It will recognize the virus immediately and swing into action. That is what vaccines do. They give you the advantage over the virus. Again, my name is Steve, the founder of English & Go, an English language teaching and consulting company based in Osnabrück, Germany. And I hope you enjoyed this short podcast about what side effects you may expect from your coronavirus vaccine. Please rate us at Apple Podcasts or contact us directly at englishandgo.de. If you would like to make a small donation via PayPal, please go to englishandgo.de, click the word podcasts, and then click the little coffee cup. Stay safe out there.